Today, a Senate committee considers President Bush's choice as Secretary of Homeland Security. The nominee to replace Tom Ridge is Michael Chertoff. He's a federal judge and a former official in the Justice Department. And while he was in the Justice Department, he headed the criminal division in the days after the September 11 attacks. Now he'll face tough questions about his actions during that time. Here's NPR's Andrea Seabrook.
Shortly after September 11th, 2001, Michael Chertoff, then Assistant Attorney General, gave the order to round up and detain more than 700 Middle Eastern and South Asian Muslim men in the United States on the basis of immigration violations. According to a later report by the Justice Department Inspector General, many of these men were held for an average of 3 months without charges or access to lawyers. This is one of Chertoff's actions that gives pause to some contemplating his nomination as Director of Homeland Security, like Michigan Democrat Carl Levin.
There's a number of questions which have been raised, which I think he must give satisfactory answers to, or hopefully will, and must, as far as I'm concerned, if he's going to have my support.
Chertoff was also one of the main Bush administration players in devising the USA Patriot Act, the controversial law passed in the weeks following 9/11 that gave greater powers of surveillance to the FBI. Yet another question on senators' minds is the role Chertoff played in advising the CIA on using interrogation techniques or torture on suspected terrorists. The New York Times reported on Friday that Chertoff okayed specific techniques while advising against others. Chertoff denies he advised on specifics. And yesterday, White House spokesman Scott McClellan said Chertoff only gave general advice on the difference between legal interrogation practices and illegal torture.
He made it very clear that those who are conducting interrogations need to know very clearly where the line is, and they need to not get close to that line.
McClellan also praised Chertoff as a well-qualified nominee who can work with members of both parties.
Judge Chertoff is someone who enjoys wide respect for his work, both as head of the Criminal Justice Division and his work in other positions within government, such as being a U.S. attorney.
Chertoff will benefit from having the support of his home state of New Jersey's two senators, both of whom are Democrats. Senator John Corzine points to Chertoff's high-profile work against racial profiling in the state, including the prosecution of several legal cases.
I think he's one of the more imaginative people. I think he's brilliant, and he's generally intellectually honest.
Corzine did say he was concerned about Chertoff's involvement in the detention of hundreds of Middle Eastern and South Asian Muslim men after 9/11. But he added that his concerns were allayed by personal conversations with the nominee. The same can't be said for the objections of the American Civil Liberties Union. ACLU lobbyist Christopher Anders says when it comes to civil liberties, Chertoff has a contradictory record.
And one of the questions for the Senate is going to be which Michael Chertoff shows up for work the first day after he's confirmed. Is it going to be the Michael Chertoff who's a champion in the fight against racial profiling, or is it going to be the Michael Chertoff who is the architect of one of the worst violations in the area of racial and religious profiling?
Chertoff answers questions before the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee today. Despite the many questions he will face, most senators expect the president's choice will be approved. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.
And you can hear live coverage of this morning's confirmation hearing at npr.org.